Khan went into his first ever aerials final without ever having won a World Cup title. But that did not stop him from surprising everyone by taking the gold medal ahead of Dmitry Dashinsky of Belarus and Russia's Vladimir Lebedev. The freestyle aerial event is a high-energy competition that is punctuated by the heavy beat of loud rock music. Skiers come down a steep, snow-covered ramp and go over the so-called kicker, which launches them high into the air. Once airborne, they twist, spin, and somersault before coming down for their landing. The movements they make in the air are very similar to what you might see from top divers. The 12 finalists each made two jumps Thursday night, with Han in second place after the first. But his second leap, known as the back-lay double full-full, gave him a total of 250.77 points. The 22-year-old Han, who also became the youngest gold medalist in men's aerials, was not surprised that someone from China could win the event.
The freestyle, especially for the aerial, is very fit for Chinese, and because we are very good at gymnastics and diving, and he thinks that Chinese can do it.
Dmitry Dashinsky of Belarus was the leader after the first round of jumps, but he made a small error on his second leap. He ended up with the silver medal, Belarus's first at these games, just over 2 points behind Han. Even though he was somewhat disappointed not to win the gold, Dashinsky said he enjoys the growing trend of competing at night.
I like it a lot more than the day because I can see the landing a lot better. I think the conditions are not too windy, not snowing at night, I don't know, more stable. Last seasons we have more and more competition at night. I think it's more like a show, good for the people who watch it.
Russia's Vladimir Lebedev, who failed to qualify for the finals at the 2002 Salt Lake City Games, took the bronze, less than 2 points behind Dashinsky. Unlike other skiing disciplines, which are usually dominated by European athletes, freestyle aerialists cover a wider range. The 12 finalists Thursday night came from 7 different countries. Olga Ivanova of Moscow, who is a huge sports fan and attends as many major events as she can, thinks she knows why.
I think it can be done pretty much in every country. People in this sport come from different sports beforehand, diving or like acrobatics or whatever, so it can be practiced pretty much anywhere.
American Jarrett Speedy Peterson was disappointed he did not place higher. Third after the first jump, he executed the hurricane, which includes an unprecedented 3 flips and 5 twists on his second leap. But he failed to land cleanly and ended up 7th. Reporting from Turin, this is Steve Shy, VOA Sports.